Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office is withholding one-fifth of the aid owed to school districts in the first of several payments owed to schools over the course of the school year. The state has a $14.5 billion deficit due to plummeting revenues after the pandemic-related economic shutdown. Anticipated aid from Congress has not yet materialized. School budgets are already stretched thin as schools invest in personal protective equipment, new air filtration systems, and extra bus runs as they finalize complicated reopening plans. The head of the state's teachers union, Andy Pallotta, told Public TV's New York Now recently that if the 20% cuts are made permanent, it will be disastrous.
It will be a catastrophe to school districts throughout the state. Many school districts depend totally on state aid to get their programs running.
Dave Albert with the New York State School Boards Association says even in a normal year, reducing state aid by one-fifth represents a tremendous cut. He predicts that more schools would be forced to offer only virtual learning.
It just might become really impractical to be able to do much in person because of the additional costs associated with the social distancing and the PPE and the transportation.
The potential impact of the cuts is stressing students, too. They're already facing angst from the ongoing pandemic. Tali Beckwith-Cohen is a student in the Rochester City Schools. It's already experienced mid-year layoffs of teachers and other staff due to an existing fiscal crunch.
We feel abandoned, completely ignored by those who claim to fight for us, and we are starting to feel hopeless. We are watching our district crumble around us. We have been crying out for help, and we have received little to no answer.
Beckwith-Cohen was part of a Zoom news conference organized by the pro-school funding group Alliance for Quality Education. AQE's executive director, Jasmine Gripper, says the state should dip into its $2 billion reserve fund to help schools temporarily and then impose new taxes on the wealthy to fund schools in future years.
A short-term solution is to use the rainy day funds to prevent further cuts and reductions to schools. The long-term solution is to tax the ultra-rich and to raise new revenue for our state.
The leaders of the state legislature are in favor of increasing taxes on the wealthiest New Yorkers in order to help close the budget gap. Governor Cuomo, though, has resisted that idea, saying even billionaires cannot provide enough in revenue to close the massive budget gap. Cuomo still holding out for federal aid as the solution.
We have about a $14 billion loss of revenue. We have about a $5 billion cost of this COVID virus. We know that we'd have to have drastic budget cuts if we don't get aid.
Advocates for funding the schools, as well as many state lawmakers, are wondering, though, how long can the state wait? The federal relief package was expected to be finalized in early July, but Democrats and Republicans remain at odds, and action is not expected now until at least late September. That's weeks after schools have begun the school year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.